Research has shown that dementia sufferers benefit from interaction with children, and Australian aged care facilities often provide baby dolls to help residents ease their anxiety. But one aged care home in northern New South Wales is showing that nothing beats the real thing. Samantha Turnbull reports from Bangalore.
Maureen Templeman is 83 and has dementia. She struggles to communicate with her carers at Ferros Village in the northern New South Wales town of Bangalore. Manager Jo Dwyer explains.
One of the biggest ways she's been affected is her speech. She'll be out there muttering, and there's nothing clear. Very occasionally she might say thank you or pretty flower.
But that all changes when a special visitor arrives.
You're beautiful.
Oh, Winnie, you're beautiful too. I like your hair clips today.
Mrs. Templeman's speech returns when Ferros carer Shelley Fletcher brings in her six-month-old daughter, Lola.
It blew my mind away. Like I watched when we welcomed Maureen into the village, and, you know, her journey then was quite difficult. And to see the woman that she becomes around Lola, and, you know, like any baby, I'm not saying that I love Lola dearly, but she's not this miracle child. You know, like it's just her transformation is incredible.
Who's making them clothes?
My auntie. Isn't it sweet? So when Maureen sees Lola, her whole body just changes. She has this really maternal energy, and you can just see, like, her shoulders become upright. She starts putting her hands out like she wants to hold Lola. Her speech becomes so much more improved. She starts to talk in sentences. You know, she'll say beautiful baby or where's the nappy? And then we naturally both start caring for Lola, and she'll start changing a nappy. And she spotted that Lola had stuff behind her ears. So I reported that to Dad, and because he's on bath duty, and said that, you know, Maureen's criticising your bathing ability. And, you know, it was in winter and I didn't put socks on, and Maureen reminded me that, you know, I should put socks on Lola. So here I am with baby brain and Maureen living with dementia, and the two of us get the job done.
Jo Dwyer says memories can be triggered in a variety of ways, but for many women who have been mothers themselves, nothing beats a cuddle with a baby.
I think it's that long-term memory that's still there, and that amazing sort of maternal love that she obviously had for her own children and then her grandchildren, and it just must bring it to the forefront. Because you'll often hear ladies in particular with dementia asking for their mums or where's mum. She's the other way. So it is that strength of the maternal love and that deep long-term memory that's just comes to the fore.
And it's not just the residents who benefit. For Mum Shelley Fletcher, a helping hand is always welcome.
The best thing I love about coming to aged care is it's non-judgmental. Poo explosions are okay. There's plenty of wipes and very talented staff to handle with that, not like being at a cafe. I did not expect the benefits that I was going to gain. I you know, research is out there about the benefits to seniors. I definitely underestimated the benefits that Lola and I benefited from. I mean, Lola sleeps so well post-visits. And, yeah, for me, you know, you can go for 3 days just holding your baby and not actually being able to watch her. So coming to a village and handing her over to someone that you trust, and then just sitting back with a cup of coffee and watching your baby, it's really special.
But this little thing, she's lovely.
Oh, thank you.
How beautiful. Nursing home carer Shelley Fletcher and her 83-year-old dementia patient Maureen Templeman. That report from Samantha Turnbull in Bangalore.